everybody. This is Mistress Brighton, and this is my site, EnchantrixTees.com. What is the anatomy of a small dick? I get this question a lot from both men and women wanting to know what I consider to be small. Mostly the men want to know what I consider to be average and what I think qualifies as big. Some might sincerely want to know how to please their wives and girlfriends, but for others, there is a special allure to finding out where they measure up. Here are some tips to help you figure out where you rank on that sliding scale of cock size and what you can do about it. I'm sure you're wondering what constitutes a small penis, which I find pretty funny because if you have a small dick, 9 times out of 10 you already know that your dick is small. Because most of the men who call me already know the answer to that question. They just want to hear their mistress say the words. They want to hear me tell them, "You've got a tiny fucking pathetic penis." That's what excites men when they call for small penis humiliation. These guys don't want me to stroke their egos and tell them how big they are, because they know that they're not. They want to be torn down. So, what is the answer to the question, what constitutes a small penis? Well, it's pretty simple. I don't use averages. As far as I'm concerned, there is no average. You've either got a big dick, and you can pipe a woman down really, really good, or you've got a little one. But if you're frustrated by my answer, let me help you by asking you a few questions that'll help you tell whether or not you have a small penis. Don't be fooled by those who have told you that dick size is not important. Size does matter, and whoever is telling you that size doesn't matter deserves to be thrown into Spartacus' pit of doom. And it's a fact that you would do good to remember. Size matters. So how can you tell if your dick is too small? Well, that's easy. When your wife is on top, riding cowgirl style, grinding and bumping and bouncing, does your prick keep popping out? When you try to fuck your girlfriend doggy style, do you find that you can barely stroke, or maybe you just can't do more than wiggle because you just can't seem to reach and get deep enough into her pussy? Do women laugh at you when you drop your pants, or all of a sudden come down with a headache or some other excuse, complaining of some ailment that will prevent the two of you from having intercourse that night? Does your new girlfriend start snickering and making little snide comments under her breath whenever you mention her maybe giving you a blowjob? And the most important, last but not least, do you find that when you wrap your hand around your dick, your cockhead doesn't even reach the top of your fist where your thumb curls around? Well, congratulations. You've got a small penis. And there are worse things than having a small penis, but if there are, I can't think of any. Chances are that you've known since puberty that you have a tiny cock. And you were just in denial, and you just wanted somebody to reassure you. Well, I'm going to reassure you. You've got a small dick. Your balls never descended, for instance, and, you know, you had those boys' locker room experiences where everyone else coming out of the shower had a dangling, swinging dick between their legs when they walked out. Meanwhile, you had to keep your towel on because you were just too embarrassed about that little nub. The good news is that you're a perfect candidate for small penis humiliation. And there are plenty of mistresses, myself included, would love to chat with you about your shortcomings. When you're ready for your induction into my tiny cock loser land, give me a call at 1-800-601-601. 6975. And let's see what kind of fun we can have. Well, really, it's going to be me having the fun. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.